Welcome back to Internet Explorers. I'm Tim Geddes. This is Nick Scarpino. And before you ask, yes, we will have fun clips today. I know they have been missed. They will return. They're back today.
People...
Give us the fun clips!
We will, baby. Fun clips with a Z.
Literally, people at the meet and greet we did were like, where are the fun clips, man?
Yeah.
And I go, that's not my show. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know where they are. Okay. It was just Skizzit. Skizzit was like, where are the fun clips?
Yeah.
And I was like, Jamie, I don't know. I'll talk to him about
them.
It.
We found them. So we're going to have some today. And then next episode is going to be all fun clips, like I promised a while ago.
Good.
So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Good.
Send them in. Patreon.com/kindoffunny. Let's get a lot of good fun clips for next week's show so we can have a fun time together.
I want monkeys biting people's faces. I want a turtle biting people's faces.
No.
And a lot of face biting. Just
please
all
give
sorts
me
of
all
face
the face
biting.
Face
if it's
biting.
A face, like if it's a bite of the face and it's short and it's fun, mm-hmm. I want daddy wants to see
that
it.
That sounds fun. Sounds like a clip. Nick, how are you doing?
Gosh, Jim, great question. I'm a little tired.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, how are you God. Not? You're not tired?
I'm energized, man. I'm fucking
we'll see
jacked.
How, you'll see how energized you are by
juiced.
Friday when we have to get on another plane in New York.
Let's go, dude. You know how stoked I was? I have jury duty this week, and I called in, and they're like, you don't need to come in today. And I'm like, good, motherfuckers. I didn't want to anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely don't want
There's
to.
There's nothing I want to call do less again. Than jury duty.
Do you have to call in again today?
Well, technically, I don't know why. Yeah, it's like me, Barrett, and Gia all have the same thing, which is bizarre.
The same week?
Same week.
That's weird.
And that week is Tuesday to Friday.
I think we're all different groups, though. And
it'd be kind of cool if you guys were on the same jury and you're like, no, we do not know each other. And then halfway through the trial, you're like, you know what we forgot? We worked
we
together.
Know each other.
We yeah, didn't we even know. Yeah. We totally
Joke's
forgot.
On you, jury.
And then just like, you have to start the trial over.
Yeah.
But yeah, for some reason, the weeks for them starts tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Mine are usually, the last couple times I had to do it, I had to call on Friday for
yeah,
Monday.
So that was the thing. We had to call on Friday for Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, y'all need to figure your shit out,
and
government people.
Weird.
I don't really know who does it. I don't like them, though, and I don't respect them. That's all that I know.
Damn.
That's okay. All that I know.
I respect that.
This is Internet Explorers each and every week on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames at 11 a.m. Pacific on Mondays. We watch a bunch of fun clips. We look at the internet. We look at stupid articles. Mm-hmm. We try to laugh.
Kind of cool, Greg, in the chat says, Tim, no matter what, just say they're innocent. Just remember that.
That's the cool Greg way to go.
Cool Greg, you're innocent. And then until
proven innocent.
Until proven innocent.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
The only options. If you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime, you probably already know what that means. And if you don't, ask somebody, ask a friend,
ask a
and
friend.
Then use your subscription on us. Patreon producer, David Mintel, making the show happen, making the meet and greets happen. Meet and greets like the one we just did in Kansas City. What a blast that was.
Oh, it was fun.
Three Man. Meet and greets down.
I think there
three
was
three to go. We're in the end game.
We
now,
walked
baby.
Into the Flying Saucer, and I think there was one person in there that was not in the know of what was going on. And boy, he was scared.
He was
like,
was
"Who are these people? What is
Hundreds
happening?
Of people.
What is going on? Why is everyone screaming?" Like it's got to be fun if you don't know what's going on to be the one dude eating dinner and everything just goes silent all of a sudden
mm-hmm.
when we walk in.
Well,
it's like
nothing's silent.
It's like the
Greg
scene
Miller's.
At the end of Glass where yeah. everything's fine and then everyone pay attention to Greg Miller.
Greg Miller, baby.
Greg Miller.
New York, we're coming for you this week. Kevin, if you could show them the picture, that would be cool. Kindoffunny.com/events. Scroll down a little bit. Yeah, that's it. That's New York. That's the city that we're going to be in at Ease Bar, Morningside.
Whew.
We had 300 people at Kansas City. We're trying to get 400 in New York.
Yeah, let's just get so many that we have to just shut New York down.
The whole city.
Yeah, Times Square.
We're going to make them sleep.
Yeah.
For years, they say, oh, we're the city that doesn't sleep.
Well, Big Apple.
That's their voice.
We're going to show you my Big Apple.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. That was really good. I didn't know how to get there, but I'm happy you did.
We got there.
Kindoffunny.com/store. You can check it out
there
now. As far as I understand, everything is 16% off today because it is Rooster Teeth's 16th birthday. And more importantly for that is everything on Rooster Teeth is free right now.
Yep.
All the content that's usually behind the first paywall is free right now. So you can go to kindoffunny.com/punchline and watch Nick's doc
for
waiting
free.
For the punchline.
No
Absolutely
signing up.
Free. You just go and the video
Nothing.
Plays. It's awesome. Go do that. Go watch it.
Yeah. It's great.
Support
It's fantastic.
Times. Support
you
fun.
Get a specific exclusive. It'll ask right afterward. It'll pop up a Google Hangout right into Bernie's living room.
Mm.
It's going to be great. He'll talk to you for however long you want. This is a promise that he made us. So I think it's going to be fine. I think he's going to stick
definitely.
To it.
Definitely. He's definitely going to do
he's
that.
He's definitely going to love that. My God, New York. When do we leave?
Friday.
Holy
yeah,
shit.
Come back Monday. It's going to be a
Holy
quick,
shit.
Quick little
What do you think the
away?
Chances are I could get Cool Greg to come see like Jersey Boys with me before WrestleMania? Like just a matinee.
pretty easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think anything you ask Cool Greg to do with you, he would.
Okay.
Love and Sex Stuff continues on. Not too many.
Real quick. Right now, the varsity jacket is 49% off with the additional 15% off. You get it for $35 out the door.
You can also
one of my favorite articles of our clothing.
I forgot the gentleman's name. I want to say Johnny or Joseph. Great beard. Was wearing the Funhouse Kind of Funny crossover. Mm-hmm. And I said, that is the world's ugliest shirt. And he goes, I know, but you guys are my two favorite Let's Play groups. And I was like, did you just buy that? Because it looks brand new. And he's like, it's $6 on the store still. I bought it like a week and a half ago. I was like, yeah. Well, all right.
No
then.
One buy that shirt, please. Oh, God. No one buy that shirt.
So just ugly.
Let's combine. What three colors don't go together?
Gray,
let's put it on orange.
Yeah,
orange.
Let's go.
Jesus.
Love and Sex Stuff continues on. Not too many episodes left. I was surprised that a lot of people at the meet and greet were like, when are you bringing Love and Sex Stuff back? I'm like, y'all little bitches.
You know, here's the problem. It's when you're hungry and someone puts a really good Oreo in front of you, you're like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm gonna eat that Oreo. But when you've already had such good food and we just keep cramming good food down your mouth, you throw up. That's what you got to do. We're just giving people too much good content. That's the problem.
Got it.
That's where I was going with that.
Yeah, okay.
Too much good content.
This topic is how to have sex in 2019. You can check it out.
Intro?
The intro's not really fun for this one, but you know what? Let's show them anyway.
Sure.
Let's show them anyway because it's beautiful. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Oh, what a great shot. What a fun little shot of the San Francisco beach.
Yes, sir.
There we go.
Today's question.
You can check that out now on patreon.com/kindoffunny or tomorrow on YouTube. It's great. And then the last thing I want to promote in housekeeping is, once again, our first time doing stand-up comedy is live now on youtube.com/kindoffunny. A lot of people have been watching it. How many views we at now, Kev? 30,000 views. Ooh. That's fantastic. Let's keep this going because at some point I'm going to need to use this video to prove to a venue that we're worth showcasing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is for Nick's comedy future, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get this thing some positivity. You there know what is. I mean? And then...
Oh, Tony. No. I don't know if we're supposed to talk about that.
I don't know. When can we talk
who
about
fuck
it?
Knows.
I feel like we can.
Did we just?
Because he sent promo images.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't know anymore.
Let's wait.
All right,
comedy stuff coming up, ladies and gentlemen. But now it's time for some other news. Joey sent me this one, and I thought it was weird, which is perfect for this show. The Garfield beach phone mystery,
man,
solved.
Good.
After 30 years.
Good. That's a great use of everyone's time.
Yeah.
This reminds me of when I used to have a little, I think it was a Porsche, a red Porsche phone, where it was not a nice Porsche, because I grew up in Riverside, so it was like the poor man's Porsche that didn't look like a Porsche, but you'd pick it up and you'd dial in the bottom of it and hold it to your phone. Face. I thought it was cool.
What's the story behind this?
The story behind this is for more than 30 years, bright orange Garfield phones have been washing up on the French coast to the bemusement of local beach cleaners who have finally cracked the mystery behind them. Locals had long suspected a lost shipment container was to blame for the novelty landline phones modeled off on the prickly feline cartoon character that has plagued the northern Finister beaches for decades. Quote, our association has existed for 18 years, and in that time, we have found pieces of Garfield telephones almost each time we clean. But it wasn't until a local resident revealed that he had discovered the container after a storm in the 1980s that they were finally able to locate it, wedged in a partially submerged cave only accessible at low tide. He told us where it was. It was very, very dangerous.
Yeah, probably just let him wash up and clean them up. Probably easier, huh?
We found this incredible fissure that is 30 meters deep at the very bottom. There were the remains of a container. Under the boulders in front of the entrance, we found 23 complete handsets with electronics and wires.
I want one.
They were everywhere,
I want one.
But the mystery's not fully solved. We have no idea what happened at the time. We do not know where it came from, what boat, and we don't know if several containers fell into the water or only one. What the hell?
I mean, it's probably being made in China, right? And they're like,
I feel like that's easy to look up, too.
Yeah, not that hard.
But how funny is it that these things just keep coming? Every time they clean, there's just more and more.
I mean, these guys
look how stupid this phone looks.
These guys are dumb, dude. This thing, I'm just looking it up right now. Cursory search on Etsy, $140 for this thing. So if you had a canister of these things and you slow played it, you could retire off of it. You know, you sell one a day, one or two a day.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know where you're getting them from.
It's all Gucci, dude. You got it, man.
You
got
to clean them out, make sure the electronics work.
Next news story.
Serve it with a piece of lasagna. Look at this fucking phone. Look how big it is. It just kisses his entire back.
I hate that phone so much.
I want one.
So I saw this is from mentalfloss.com. It's the one phrase Disney theme park employees aren't allowed to say. Characters aren't allowed to say. Can you wager a guess?
The one phrase?
Yeah. So you know how Disneyland has all these like rules?
Yeah.
Which I find super fascinating.
Well, like, it's to make sure everyone feels like they're at home and no one's being like ostracized or insulted. Well,
and it's to keep up the magic too. Yeah. So it's like there's certain rules like there's like no two Mickey characters are allowed to be seen in the vicinity of the same eye glance.
Yeah.
So it's like if I see a Mickey, there can't be two Mickey Mouses.
Yeah, I don't think they even let them in the same land, right? There's only like one Mickey per land.
There's a whole bunch of real specific rules that people know that they're not allowed to.
Yeah, they don't want to destroy the magic. It's the magic.
They take it real seriously. I remember I was listening to Freddie Wong's podcast a couple years ago where they had the Fine Bros on, and one of them worked at Disneyland for a long time, so they had a bunch of stories. And one of the things that happened with this Mickey situation was there was a scenario where there were two Mickeys in the same vicinity, and they freaked out. But they freaked out during the Fantasmic part where Mickey guy kind of Rey Mysterio pops up, the thing pops up, and the head flew off.
Jesus.
Which, can you imagine all these little kids watching Mickey Mouse as his fucking head flies off?
I mean, the thing is this. I mean, I was obviously a dumb little kid at some point. I grew up in Southern California going to Disneyland maybe like once a year. I was never under any illusion that that fucking thing was real. Yeah. I knew like when I was a kid, I was like, it's a guy in a fucking suit. I can tell. It's not that hard. You know how I know? He doesn't fucking talk. Mm-hmm. He's not talking.
A lot of them talk now.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Ho-ho! But their mouth doesn't move.
Yeah, well, those guys. But I mean, like, you know, Belle talks.
Oh, no, but Belle's a real human being.
Yeah.
Belle, I understand. Oh, maybe that is Belle. I get that. Yeah. But the Mickey Mouse, you're like, what kind of dumb shit kid thinks that this giant mouse is really? And you're like, oh, yeah, I want to hug this thing. Not have a mob with fucking torches kill it. Just beat it to death with fire.
Yeah.
Because it's an abomination. I'm going to guess the one phrase they're not allowed to say is, pass me the cocaine.
It's not that. Okay. You'd be surprised. It's actually just.
Take me from behind?
Oh my God, Nick. Yeah. Oh my God.
No.
I mean, they're probably not allowed to say that either.
You don't think so?
This is a misleading
thing. Hey, Prince Charming, take me from behind.
The one thing. It's.
There's a lot of things.
I don't know. They're not allowed to say, I don't know.
Really?
If someone says, where's the bathroom? You need to find them a bathroom. And if you don't know, you need to go find other characters to help you get that information with the people asking you the question.
That's hilarious. Right? That makes sense, though.
And then there's like a lot of other weird things where you're not allowed to point. With just one finger.
Yeah, they have to do this.
It's two fingers. You have to point with two fingers.
Yeah, I remember that.
To go to things.
Because I guess this is like culturally
could
insensitive.
Could be culturally sensitive to someone. But
you're also not allowed to look at a kid in his stupid face and go, you're a fucking loser, and just flip it off. And then slap an ice cream out of his hand.
I mean, there's definitely a lot of things that like you, that most people aren't allowed to say. But like, I don't know isn't one that you'd expect. So at least there's that. But yeah, Disneyland rules. Very fascinating to me. And then
do you ever think you missed out a little bit by not working at Disneyland?
No,
because you could have been a great Prince Charming back in the day.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. It would have been fun.
Not now, because you're all old and grizzled.
It's horrible.
Now you've got employees.
In other news, finally, how many days until Hobbs and Shaw?
Let's go.
It's officially 124 days, ladies and gentlemen.
Great.
I found this picture. Every week I try to find a different picture. I'm running out because there's not too many promo stills.
What
you might be confused at what's happening here.
I'm definitely confused.
I am too. But what this is,
it's the Rock's arm.
Is the Rock? They made a fake Rock arm for some reason. That's a weird prosthetic arm.
I hope that his arm gets torn off.
What the hell is going on?
He has to get a robot arm, like Josh Brolin from Deadpool 2. Yeah. He's got to have the robot arm.
Isn't this bizarre?
Yeah, it's really fucking weird. It's also weird that this guy has so many things on his utility vest.
He's Kevin, dude. Like, this is Kevin's dream, to just have everything he needs strapped to him, holding the Rock's arm. Right, Kev?
Can't disagree with that.
Exactly. That's how it goes.
Do you think the guy, when no one was looking, was like,
nope,
too far? How did I know you were going there? So you see a hand, you don't want to see a hand, and that's all that you can think of.
When I get stroked off by the fucking Rock's sinewy, muscly arm. No, me neither.
Can't disagree.
Me neither.
Can't disagree.
Don't want to agree, though.
All right.
Don't want to disagree, though.
Moving back into this, it's time for Tim Wants to Show Nick stuff.
Let's go.
This one I just called Joey Jacket. Joey killed it, man. Great observation from last week's amazing KFAF, where Andy wanted to know how many jackets he could put on. What was the answer?
Well, you got to watch the episode to find out, ladies and gentlemen. YouTube.com/kindoffunny.
Do you actually remember the answer?
I do remember the answer.
Oh. But you have to go watch to find out. I love how he looks. Like, Andy's just such a beautiful. No, that,
this,
beautiful
these aren't
human
even.
Being.
This is a bunch of good ones of him sitting on the couch,
trying to drink like soda.
Yeah, the ones where he's trying to drink Diet Coke are the fucking best. God, it was a good episode. We do dumb shit. So dumb good. Shit here.
So good. And then next up, I saw this on Reddit. This comes from Madman McGee. And he said, Tim describing the pace of a Nintendo Direct or acting out a kung fu-based porno.
Yeah.
I love sense. It, though. You got the chop, 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 and then the ski lift. You know what I mean?
What is this? Pew, 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 pew. What are you doing here?
I think I'm saying headline, 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 boom, 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 boom.
Oh, okay.
Which sounds like me.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I'm definitely saying that because I just did the same motions right now without thinking about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's great.
There you go. But good observations.
Headline, boom, boom.
You gotta love it. But hey, it could be a kung fu porno. Have you ever seen a kung fu porno?
Yeah.
Many times.
Sure have. Yeah.
There are a lot out there.
It's a pretty popular genre.
And then I want to move on to what I'm just calling
milk. Can we show
milk.
This?
Yeah, we sure can.
Yeah.
It's a mother
milk
and
mommy.
Her son.
I don't know that we can.
It's nature.
Why not?
It's natural.
I found
you can
this
see a little nip.
Slyly retweeted
can't see
it
a nip.
Without yeah, tagging anybody.
It's not a nip, dude.
Right there.
That's not nip.
That's a shadow.
Yeah.
All
right. This is lip shadow.
PETA.
So yeah, PETA, dude, get on some weird shit. PETA needs to just stop. Like, yeah. I understand that at the end of the day, it's like they're trying to do good stuff, but they always just do it the wrong way, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why would they, like, post this picture of Kevin like this? Like,
I don't understand. Well, I mean, to be fair, it's an interesting interpretation of Kevin. They got the hair right.
Nick, I don't even know who you're implying that I am. Are you saying they got the cow's hair right?
No, you got the, yeah. Yes.
Have you seen the Photoshop?
That's a cow of earring.
Of Kevin in this picture?
I have not.
Oh, I thought that's where this is going next.
I need to try to find
Barrett,
that.
Please find that.
Yeah. I'm on it.
That's interesting that PETA chose. Oh, hot. That's amazing.
Oh, my God, dude. All right. There's a lot going on. But then from the staying the in
fucking
the
internet, dude.
Staying in the world of the milk mommy. I want to go to the next thing, Kev.
Oh, yeah.
Please bring this up.
Yeah.
Who posted this on Twitter? DanCoda710 on Reddit.
Yeah.
Posted this. Is it just me or does this horse look like Milk Mommy? This is the fucking most bizarre thing I've ever seen because it does. And this is not Photoshopped.
Did someone put a side-by-side comparison to this?
No.
Kevin, can you pop up on my screen? I'm juggling around with it. There it is.
You gotta love it, though. It's like, it's that weird discomfort in the eyes.
Yeah, you have to do the Milk Mommy face, though, Kevin.
The faces.
I love it
looks you, Kev, here you, when you channel it, I figured out how to channel your own Milk Mommy face. It's I just shit my pants. You know what I mean? That's
bring
what we'll
back
do.
Up, Kev.
Here's what we'll do on KFAF. We're gonna do Milk Mommy faces for everyone. I want to see you and your best Milk Mommy face.
It's gonna be slacked you two and control the tweet.
Okay. Somebody brought to our attention that the guy writing the Milk Mommy kind of looks like me.
Wait, go. Wait, let me see.
I'm going to go back. Give me 2 seconds. Everyone relax.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
Like, just enough. You know what I mean? Like, don't zoom in. It's a white dude with a beard.
Yeah, but we know it's not you because you'd never ride a horse.
I would never ride a horse.
That would take you.
I would never wear that color dress.
Can we come back to this article, though? Come out of the full screen mode. I want to just note something. Just come back to just that.
Yeah,
right
it.
There. Oh, no.
Hold
All right.
On, hold on.
Well, it's gone now. You were getting an advert for manscaping.
Oh, yeah.
This,
great.
Which is going to be
fantastic.
A funny joke,
great. Now we're getting these damn G2A things.
What the hell
fuck G2A. We don't stand with G2A.
What's G2A?
Some shit we're talking shit about on Games Daily.
But we're Astro Baby, right? Is that it's either not, them?
Don't worry about it.
All right.
So
Astro
pull this
Baby?
Up, Kev.
I thought maybe it was like a hardware thing.
Okay. Horrifying.
It looks like you're chewing on the nipple.
So we've never thought about this Milk Mommy situation.
Yeah,
like,
it does. Holy
like,
shit.
Who is this accurate?
From Ben Fairhurst.
I mean, I like milk, so I think that, yeah, this would be.
I get that, but
this
like,
is not accurate, though. No. See, here's the thing. Kevin drinking out of the teat, while funny, not accurate. Yeah. Kevin is the Milk Mommy.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Kevin is the giant cow upon which all of America can suckle.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to suckle, if you need nutrients, Kevin is a beautiful sky cow that you can walk up to and just go, oh, I need a little squirty.
Sky cow.
Yeah, sky cow.
Okay. Yeah.
There it is.
But no, I'm with you. It's like it's
I have yet to see a real artist interpretation of the Milk Mommy. And I don't know if it's something we could do a call out for on this show and maybe look all next week, but maybe we could do that.
Bring it up one more time, Kevin.
No.
The hot boy in the chat says, I wish cows looked like that.
Yeah, me too.
That's me too. A fucked up thing to say, That's hot boy.
Weird. That is really weird. What a fucking weird thing for PETA to do. I understand. Hey, you might want to have a conversation around whether or not adult human beings should still be drinking milk, which there is a large portion of the scientific community. It's like, we probably shouldn't do that anymore. We don't really need that. But that image makes me want to just suck down some milk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It does. I look at it and I'm like, that's some sexy. That's a sexy ass cow.
All right. Next up, this is some fun stuff to kind of hopefully wash your mind from that disgusting nonsense. The Bellagio has the weird water show that they do in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
So they did a Game of Thrones themed one. Wait, and it's pretty cool.
Tim, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Do you think it's weird? You don't like it? I feel like that's the kind of thing that like you fuck with totally.
What are you, what are you talking about?
The light show, the water light show?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You described it as weird. I just think that's weird. I feel like
Did I say weird? I didn't mean weird.
I don't know. I don't think so. Yeah. Can we watch this though?
Yeah.
Cool.
Is it happening? Sorry.
Scroll forward a bit.
Maybe we could hear some audio too.
I mean, audio's on. There's people
go a bit more. This is like the weird like pre-show shit.
Gently talking in the there it is.
Uh-huh. Go to the action, Kev.
Ooh, snow's falling.
Go to more action. So they do cool shit where there's like just dragons flying in and stuff.
What? Where do they see the dragons? I want to see the dragons. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they go. I am froze.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Cool stuff.
The water show at Bellagio is like a classic at this point. You know, you're walking down the strip and you stop and every single one of us goes, "Hey, man, we're in the last scene of Ocean's 11." Yeah. Which you don't get because you haven't seen that movie.
I don't.
But it's great.
It's a good.
I've been there. I've been there.
It's a good moment. Nick.
It's a great moment.
So Vin Diesel. Kebabs on TV says that's just a projection in the mist, guys. That's not impressive to me.
Oh, I'm sorry, kebabs.
Whoa.
maybe we have to fucking have a dragon fly out of our own buttholes to impress you. Are you not entertained?
Why did you have to add buttholes?
Jesus Christ. You know, these kids today. I've seen everything. I have fucking Twitter. Good for you. Get on Reddit. Good for you.
He's on Reddit.
Fuck G2. G2A2. A2DC.
Oh, what was it called? G2A.
Yeah, fuck those guys. Yeah, fuck Mr. Bucket.
You got so much beef. So I saw this, and you know what? I want to present it without context because I want to have a discussion with you. Hit play, Kevin.
Is he trying to learn how to smile, or like, is he baked?
I think he's baked out of his fucking mind.
Play for me.
Are they both really big?
Play for me.
Because she doesn't seem all there. Yeah, no, she's definitely... It seems like they're both on, like, stabbing. What is it?
Also, she's not that good at playing piano. Just putting that out there. I could play whatever this is.
Or Nick, she's high out of her mind right now. It's impressive she can play them.
Do you think they banged?
So, okay, pause. That was what I was waiting for. They are... Fucking
other banging.
Yeah, yeah.
Like this, like the way that, like, this is totally the, like, you know, it's just a weekend thing and, you know, just want to see what's happening. And
they're
then
in the,
you know,
like, you know, this, yeah, this is what,
like,
this
look
is.
At her, look what she's wearing. Like,
yeah,
look,
you can
what's
like,
going
the,
on,
there's
man.
The dampness on their skin that implies dewy. They had hot sex.
This is a fuck
there
weekend.
There is a dampness of the skin, Kevin. You're right.
This is a fuck weekend. We're catching the middle of a fuck weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost cresting to the point where, like, this is right after they ordered pizza and they fucked twice. And they're going to eat the pizza and they're going to watch one of their own movies and then they might fuck again. And they're getting to the point where it's like a little raw and you're like, okay, it kind of hurts a little bit, but we'll push through it. Dom, but a dom.
This is the most chemistry they've ever had in any of the movies.
Yeah.
Like, I believe it? In this. This is real. You know what I mean? We saw him try to smile.
This,
that was
by the
real.
Way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're wondering, this is what Quaaludes look like. Right here. That's what Quaaludes look
this
like.
This was something, though.
That's
man.
A phase.
This
that,
was.
That's like phase one of Quaaludes.
This is like, yeah, they're going to go. They're about to get to the wacky part of Quaaludes where you can't even stand. That's my favorite
now,
part.
Now, let me read the caption for anybody that hasn't decided to look at it yet.
Love when this the angel plays for me. Me, Dom and Lady. Hush, #Fast9.
Oh man, everything about that made me uncomfortable. Like, but not as uncomfortable as this video.
You follow him on Instagram? Obviously, you do.
Of course.
I started following him, and I'm like, he never opens his eyes. Does he know how to open his eyes? He always does this look where he's like, I think this is how humans smile, but I don't know. I am Vin Diesel.
Okay, we can move on.
God bless him. He's making millions. Good for you, Vin.
Oh man.
But why is he like? That's a creepy fucking video.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but people follow him, you know.
So this is just a nice thing that I saw, a little change of pace. You can skip forward. So this is a 102-year-old dancer seeing herself on film for the first time.
Oh wow!
So scroll, that's cool. Scroll a bit for
you. Want Kev. Audio?
Yeah, sure.
I was gonna show the lady watching, then go.
Yeah, but just scroll a little further. There's a point that I wanna get to.
God, good for her.
Go back more.
Aww.
Back more?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like when she first starts watching it, it's so funny because like she sees it and you can see her hand start to like kind of mime the
movements. It's happening with a beat.
It's awesome. Go a little further back. Like they point out, like, look, that's you. Yeah, somewhere here. Just leave it here.
You want audio?
Sure. Yeah, she's like, that's me. Like, oh, how crazy is this? For like, yeah, she's like... going with it.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't, it's, you know, back in the day when filming something was expensive.
Yeah.
Like, prohibitively expensive. That's really special.
Yeah, anyway, that's really awesome. Cool. It's just a cool thing.
Do you know what club she was performing at? Or
no idea. I mean, really cool. Actually, they call it something. The Sepia something. Sepia something.
Okay.
But, anyways, very cool stuff.
She passed away.
Yeah, very old video. But
it's from 2016. Okay,
I thought that was cool. It came up on the Wholesome Gifts subreddit, which if you don't subscribe to, you should, because it just makes you feel good.
You know what? I'm going to do that for right now. It's probably a nice compliment to the rest of the subreddits that I'm.
Enough.
You know what I mean? Like, balance out the force.
No, see,
you can't hang out on the dark side too long. Yeah. Eventually, you got to just go out into the sun.
So I named this one Demon Child. Jesus. We're definitely going to need audio.
Yeah, what is this? What the fuck is he sliding down?
It's just probably one of those malls that has like a...
It looks like a tongue that's got some sort of infection on it.
Well, yeah, but it's probably like GNC sponsored this playground, so everything's like supplementaries. Anyways.
Whoa.
What the hell?
Look at how scared this little motherfucker gets.
Dude.
I'm gonna watch that again. That was terrifying.
Children are terrifying.
It's funny. It wasn't the kid we thought.
Also, pause. Kevin, go back. Let me just see a picture of this kid's face. Let's see. Go ahead and play.
You can't really pause it because it does this weird...
Copy that. So I want everyone to know, this kid... looks exactly like the child that plays Spock in Discovery Season 2.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
You know, this is his origin story?
I just knew the dad's a big Star Trek fan and was like, let's give him the world's worst haircut. Let's just make him look like a little freak Vulcan.
He really does have
He looks exactly like him. That's hair. Weird.
I love that because this is like a very good fun clip because it's funny and there's a twist. We all expected it to be that kid. No, it's
See
the
people,
other one.
Fun clips. It's missing the one caveat that I put out there, which is a turtle biting someone in the face.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll find it.
This one I put down as Too High Dog.
Too High Dog?
Yeah.
Help him out, you fucking asshole.
He's too old.
Help him out, you fucking dickhead. Dude, if I fucking saw this, I'd punch this guy in the face. I'm like, you're a fucking asshole.
You wouldn't punch him in the face.
No, but I would help the fucking dog out of a goddamn weird car. I hate this. I hate it. I don't like when people fuck with dogs. Cats, throw them out the window.
I mean,
just throw them
to
out
be
the
clear,
window.
No one's fucking with him. He's just...
It's a fuck by omission. Do you understand me?
It is a fuck by omission.
It is a fuck by omission.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find the...
Speaking of cats,
yeah.
This one I named Cats versus Dogs.
Yeah,
we don't need audio for this one. In fact, turn the audio off, please.
I'm trying to find the turtle.
You gotta watch this thing.
Okay. Yep.
Look at the little dude, man. Yeah, dude. I love him.
Dogs are fucking bad.
But like, you look at that cat, you're like, fuck you. You suck. And you see this guy, you're like, yeah, man. Get down with the sickness.
What a punk. What a punk cat.
Just what a punk
no,
cat.
No, the problem is cats are just smarter than dogs. So the cat's like, I know what this is. It's a feather on a stick. Mm-hmm. And the dog's look, like, shiny,
at
shiny,
at the end,
moving,
the dog,
shiny.
Look at the dog. He begs for it.
He's so cute.
He's begging.
Please, just give me it. Please, sir.
Oh, my God. My favorite thing that happens at least once a week is when I can finally convince Joey that we're friends and we go to lunch and we see dogs together. It's just lovely. We saw a Shibu Inu the other day.
Yeah.
Remember, I think you were with me on that one, where it was like the ones with the pink, the purple tongues. I was like, dude, we got to get Joey for this.
Wait, what? There was a dog with a purple tongue?
Yeah, there's the big bear-looking dogs that have purple tongues.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Google it. Purple tongue dog.
Yeah,
you'll see
it. Purple tongue.
While you're doing dog. That, I'm going to find this one that I was talking about where the dude gets bit in the fucking face by a turtle.
The so there dude was a gets specific... hit in the face by a turtle.
Bit in the face by a turtle.
Oh, that's why you said that earlier.
Yeah, that's. Oh,
I just wanted to watch it, but I was like,
the Nick train of thought. There you go.
Hey, here, it's got to come so from somewhere. So we can end this conversation. There it is. The Chow Chow has a purple.
Chow Chow. That's what it is. Not Shibu Inu. Chow Chow.
It doesn't look that purple though.
Oh, they're disgustingly purple.
Ew.
They look dead. It looks like it has a dead.
What do you mean it doesn't look that purple?
In this one image?
It doesn't look that purple.
It's pretty fucking purple.
It's pretty fucking purple.
That's Kevin in a nutshell. I'm like, it's purple. It's not that purple.
Yeah,
that's, Kevin, that's not that purple. Dude, that thing's as purple as possible. Whatever I say, he just says the opposite of it.
Just when you're wrong.
Which is everything I say. Hey, this guy's blue today. Well, I don't know. It's a little aquamarine.
I named this one Toast Dog. Because this dog gets excited for toast.
All right.
Is but
the
audio?
Way the way that it moves, that is the most graceful motion I've ever seen.
Jesus,
I wish there was audio to it.
I can't find. I mean,
what do you wish the audio was?
Hearing the toast pop.
Yeah, hearing the toast pop.
Yeah. That would 100%. Be nice.
That would have made it better for you.
That would be great.
You can't just imagine.
Well, I mean, like, is he excited for toast popping or someone? Coming home, and he's like,
we don't
oh,
know.
I
yeah, maybe the guy had a caption. You're like,
speaking of someone coming home, I named this one Future Dog. So the caption of this one read that this dog sees the reflection from the thing of the street of when people come. So instead of looking out the window, he looks into this little crystal ball to see when the humans come home.
That is
and it results
amazing.
In these pictures. Like, how
amazing.
Fucking funny is this?
That's dangerous.
What?
Because the light can start a fire off the crystal ball.
All right.
You should never have a mirror or lights next to a window like that. Especially if it's got a curve in it.
And you guys think I'm crazy, right? You guys think I'm crazy.
This is a helpful fucking hint for you guys.
Also, you know what you shouldn't do?
Fuck.
Just don't
keep...
So
you look at this picture of Future Dog.
Just
obviously. I'd say it's dangerous.
And also, don't keep magnifying glasses. This is a person that welds in his garage. Telling you don't keep a crystal ball.
Yeah, in a very safe area.
He has a... Yeah, he's a 2x2 garage. He's like, I'm going to put a fucking giant TIG welder in my garage. All right,
guys. It's not a giant TIG welder. It's not. It's like this thing.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
You know, honestly though, I bet we could find a video of what crystal ball lighting something on fire.
Yeah, I'm sure we could.
And then you're gonna feel really fucking stupid, aren't you, Tim? When that thing lights someone on fire.
No.
Kevin, I slacked you the turtle biting guy in the face.
Oh, you found it.
I guess now it's time for Nick wants to show Tim stuff.
This is fun. Also, that dog is the cutest fucking dog on the planet.
Oh. Here we go.
Ready? Yeah.
Oh no.
Do we see any blood?
No. You see a dumb fuck. That's what you see.
Who's a good boy?
Oh, God.
Spam!
Fuck. Oh, my God. That's so painful looking.
Dude, hold on. Look at his face and the turtle's face, and imagine the turtle's making the sound.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, man.
Dude. Like, this is something you could definitely see me doing, where I'm like, I'm going to kiss this turtle's mouth, because turtles love me. And the turtle's like, get the fuck away from me.
Oh, my God, dude.
I don't know you.
You
didn't ask my permission to kiss me on the fucking mouth.
Man. Oh, man. This is from Andy wants to show Nick stuff.
Okay.
This guy tries to stop an umbrella from falling over in gusty conditions.
Bad idea. You're going to blow away with it. Oh, no. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, God. They're everywhere. Oh, you're kidding me. You've got to be kidding me.
Watch the very end. He falls off, but it's fucking cool. Close the umbrella, idiots.
I would have just been like, bye, guys. See you later. Oh, yeah, he does slide off.
The way he goes up, though. Like,
yeah, I know. That's good. That hurt. He was about, he was a good 5 to 6 feet up in the air by the time he was like, I got to get off this plane. This plane's going someplace I don't want to go.
God, I love it. I love
That's
it.
Great.
I love it so much. Kev, can you go over to the stopwatch real quick? Cool. Thank you. This is Nick wants to show Tim stuff.
Cool.
So this is also the list of conversation for the day.
Okay.
All right. You sent me this a couple days
ago. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Did you not get the, did you get my other one where I showed the cat getting a haircut?
It got taken down.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know why, but it looked dope.
It was great.
It was a cat.
I'll find it. A cat getting a haircut.
So this comes from theinsider.com. It's how to say celebrity names.
Now, this comes from,
we've been getting wrong our entire lives.
Oh, I'm wrong about everything. Kevin's right. I'm always wrong. But the thing that we looked at last week was I was going to do the recap for Mission Impossible 2 for our in review series that's live right now, youtube.com/kindoffunny. You guys can check it out. By the way, we're doing Mission Impossible 3 tomorrow. Can't fucking wait. Got to wash the taste of MI2 out of my mouth and body. But my wife was like, I was talking about Thandie Newton, and my wife's like, hey, I'm going to stop you right there. I think it's Tandy. I think the H, you don't say the H.
And
I'm
like, no.
No. My wife, I always agree with, because she's always right.
No.
Unlike Kevin, where we just butt heads like rams and then tickle each other at night.
No, we do not do that.
We don't?
That
who was I tickling the other night?
Tickled
anyone. In Kansas City.
Andy?
No, Andy won't let me touch him anymore. So I looked this up and I found this article. It is, in fact, Tandy. But then we were like, Nick, we got to go on set. And I'm like, Tim, this is blowing my mind. Yeah. It's a list of all the celebrities whose names I have been just murking, just slaughtering my entire life.
And I swear to God, one by one, me and you would trade off being like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Wait, so quick question. Is this supposed to start here, or do you want me to go to the top?
You can go to the top.
Okay. I don't know why it's in the middle like this. It's weird.
That is weird. So is kicking it off. So I just Googled this, and obviously like this list came up. So kicking it off.
J.K. Rowling.
I would say actually Rowling. It's
J.K.
Rowling.
Rowling.
Rowling. Rowling. Yeah. I'm saying it wrong already. Still.
Yeah.
So I was always like, oh, it's J.K. Rowling. Like, whenever I see a British name, I just think you got to say it as elaborate and ornate as possible. Sir King's Rowling's.
Yeah.
Sir Knight's.
But I feel like everyone's always said Rowling.
Yeah. So. It's Rowling. So JK Rowling. So
you can impress your friends now with these fun facts.
There you go. Oh, yeah. You can be that asshole at the party. It's like, actually, let me stop you right there, Bill. It's Rowling.
Yeah.
And Bill goes, fuck you. I'm telling a dick joke.
Then you go down to Wonder Woman herself. And this is the one that, like, I feel like we've looked up a million times because we talk about her so much.
Yeah. Here's the thing with this one. It's too hard.
Even with it, it's too hard.
Yeah, I can't.
I've heard her say Gal Gadot. I've heard her say Gal Gadots, but she makes the dot sound so fun in a way that I just can't Gadot. Do.
Yeah.
You
know? So, and there's a clip of her doing it on Jimmy Fallon that is just the most adorable thing ever. It's just endearing. Trying to talk Jimmy Fallon and has
right
it.
Here.
You want to watch it?
DJ Kento is wrong.
I don't
want to
get claimed for this.
Because in the chat he says the T is super light, when in fact the article says make sure you pronounce the T.
We can figure if right
you
now.
Hear her say
are we going to get claimed on this though?
No, I think we're fine. I think we're fine.
We keep getting claimed.
Correctly?
I didn't hear the way you
Gal Gadot.
Oh, you're good.
That's good?
The Gadot can be better.
Good.
Whoa, she does say that really cool.
The Gadot.
Yeah.
The Gadot.
That's also, good?
The Gadot Jesus. Can be
better. The Gadot.
Is she perfect? She might be
perfect.
She's perfect.
She is, in fact, perfect.
I look at her and I think, wow, she's perfect, and I am just pawn scum. That's what I think.
Oh, 100%.
I think when God put her together, he was like, masterpiece. And then he had a little bit of glue stuck to some hair left over and was like, let's make an Italian. Let's make a little Italian.
They nailed it, though. Yeah, you're sweet, sweet old Italian
Thanks,
boy.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Is that what you called yourself?
The sweet, sweet Italian boy?
I'm the old Italian boy?
I'm an old Italian boy, yeah.
Which I just love so much. Rihanna.
Yeah.
It's Rihanna.
It's Rihanna.
And I was like, no, I don't believe you. And yet there is a video of her saying it.
It's because Rihanna sounds like an artist. Rihanna just sounds like, go get Rihanna.
Rihanna.
I'm Rihanna.
Thank you. No.
Yeah.
No. That's all we need to know. That's all we
He's
need
right.
to know.
Whatever
Rihanna.
There it is.
Showbiz tonight.
There you go. And then, yeah, like you said, it's Tandy Newton.
Yep.
Not Thandie Newton.
Oh, this one always gets everyone. Everyone thinks it's Ralph Fiennes. It's Rafe Fiennes. Rafe Fiennes is how you say his name.
Huh.
Hey. I've known that for a while because I heard someone say it. I remember them pronouncing it on the Oscars when he was out for like The English Patient. And I was like, Rafe? is a cool name.
Go down, Kev. More.
That's Tandy.
More. More.
This guy, who cares? Yeah. Nobody cares about him.
Zendaya?
Yeah.
It's actually Zendaya.
Zendaya.
Which I've heard people say
but
both ways.
But here's the problem, though. If you say Rihanna, you're going to be wrong to 90% of the people that hear it.
Yeah.
So the question becomes, do you try to educate them and be that asshole? Or do you just say, screw it, literally doesn't mean literally
anymore?
Well,
that's a good point to bring up, because I think at some point they bring this up, but Ariana Grande is actually Ariana Grande.
Grande.
And I was like, fuck you, there's no way that's true. But then there's a video of her doing an interview, and she explains the whole thing that, like, her family name is Grande. It's not Grande.
Yeah.
And, like, she goes through it all. But I call bullshit on it, man. Mm-hmm. I call fucking bullshit because it was only in one thing. I think that she did that for the headline.
Did she?
I think that she's doing it for attention.
Maybe.
She's Ariana Grande, and you can't tell me any different, even if you are, in fact, Ariana Grande.
Charlize Theron is how you say her name.
Who would
even
have
though it's spelled Theron, there's no I in it, but I guess it's Theron, Charlize Theron. The girl from, or I guess the actress now, she's older now, from that one right there, from the Sacramento movie.
Lady Bird.
I've read this five fucking times, I can't say her name. Saoirse, that's how you say her first
Saoirse.
Name. Ronan.
Yeah, Saoirse Ronan.
But every time I see it, I go, sour cheese. And I say it like an announcer or like a character in Street Fighter. Sour cheese.
Josh Duhamel, well known for his role in the Transformers movies. Mm-hmm. It's actually just Duhamel. You just don't pronounce the A at all.
Well, then why have him
said Duhamel, but it's Duhamel.
Yeah.
He's such a good looking bastard. Yeah, he is. Fuck you. He was great in Love, Simon. Love, Simon. No. Nobody. Barrett, if you were in a Transformers movie, they actually take another role away from you that you were good in. You're so bad in it, they go, hey, Shia LaBeouf, you were good in Holes. That's fucking gone now. Gone.
No, don't take away Holes.
No, gone. Holes is gone.
Cougar's that Holes is a bad movie now.
Well, Cougar is a delicate soul. He doesn't fight. He's a lover and a spray painter.
So this one is Mahershala Ali.
Yeah.
Who we've been saying correct.
Yes. But that's not his full name. His full name is Mahershala Hasbaz.
Holy shit.
Mahershala Hasbaz is his full name. He shortened it to Mahershala.
Hasbaz is his first name.
That's his first name.
Damn.
Yeah, he was probably like, no one. Yeah, I'm just going to shorten that up a little bit.
That's intense.
Because it's already hard enough to say as is.
Yeah. Okay, now go down to Han Solo. So, Aldrin Ehrenreich is just what I've been saying.
That's how people have been saying it. I was actually pronounced as Aldrin. I almost ruined Star Wars.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
Shit, you got him.
How they pronounce it? How they pronounce that?
The movie sucks.
No, it's Ehrenreich is how you say his last name, right?
He plays it like he's fucking.
Scroll down. How do you actually say his last name?
Ehrenreich. Yeah.
Kara, this one.
Which I guess makes a lot of sense. It just looks intimidating.
It's very, like, the last name is very German.
Now, I always say this next one's Cara Delevingne, but it's Cara
Delevingne.
Delevingne.
Yeah, which,
like, kind of.
And that's one of those when someone says, actually, it's Cara Delevingne, I go, fuck you.
Yeah?
That's what I say to these people.
Well, Cara, it's too Cara, hard. Don't, it's always it's all, a fucking shit show.
You
want
to spell
Kirsten,
it? You
want to
spell it Cara?
Karsten,
spell it with the capital A in the middle.
Kiarsten.
This is what we need to do. You want me to put an emphasis on a syllable?
Mm-hmm.
Capitalize the fucking syllable. Capitalize the vowel.
Yeah, just capitalize.
You want
a
Cara?
In the middle of your name.
Spell your name little C, capital A.
Yeah.
Little R, little A. Yeah. Cara. There you go. Otherwise, it's Cara. Am I right, Joe?
This is a name that would scare me if I ever saw it.
I'm not trying to do
just,
it.
I can't do that.
Go down to the Get Out, dude.
Get Out, dude.
Oh, this one's crazy. I always thought it was Domhnall Gleeson. It's Donut.
It's not Donut. No.
Is that how you say his name? Wouldn't that be amazing if they said his name? I'm Donut Gleason.
I mean, it's cool. Close
Donal.
To
Donal. Like right. Tonal. His first name is pronounced Donal.
All right.
Cool.
So this one, we always just say Daniel Kaluuya.
Oh, it's Kaluuya, isn't it?
Kaluuya. It's not. It is. Oh, yeah, it is.
Kaluuya.
It is.
Yeah. Kaluuya. Well, I only know that because Lou's friends with him. And Lou says it. And I was like, well, you probably know how to
say
it.
Well, you definitely are saying it right.
Because I used to call you Tim Geddes until I became your friend. Now I'm like, oh, it's Tim Geddes.
Well, jokes aside, everyone called me Tim Geddes because Ryan Geddes worked at IGN. I'm like, it's not fucking Geddes.
He got there before you.
Go down or go up, actually, Kev.
Wait, hold on.
How the fuck
this guy's name?
Timotei? Not Timotei? What? Isn't it Timothy?
Nice. Timothy Chalamet is what I thought it was, but no, it's Timothée Chalamet.
No, it's not.
Fuck you. That's fake.
It's absolutely not. Dude. Here's what I'm going to say. If it is, not anymore, Timothée. Timothée.
Everyone no. in my family always called him Timothée.
Yeah.
Are you serious? It's a French thing. You know what? No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can we veto that? Can we veto that? It's Timothy.
What? No, Timoteo is what your family called me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good looking.
Because that's
though.
Spanish for Timothy.
Talented as fuck. There's Timoteo.
There's no Spanish.
Chalameo.
It is. Go up.
No? You don't like him?
This one got me.
What's wrong
Tiffany
with you, Joe?
Hadish. Tiffany Haddish is actually correct.
Yeah, you called her Hadish?
Yeah.
That's on you.
Nobody called her Hadish.
Yeah, but apparently they do. She's on Tiffany Haddish.
It's always been Tiffany Haddish. It'll always be Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, they put it on there for you. It was really only you.
Yeah, we put this on there.
This fucking Instagram targeting is getting a little too crazy, man.
Is there more? This is a great list. Who's this guy?
Oh, no.
Glenn.
Oh, no. Steven Yeun? It's not Steven Yeun?
Yeun.
Oh, we got the
Oh, okay. Well, that's just because I can't fucking pronounce it.
We would have said Ewan, though.
Yeah. But like Patrick Ewan.
So this is Joey's boy. Do you know? Did you know this, though,
okay,
Joey?
Okay, stop. Okay. Okay, stop. I just heard an audible come from Joey's mouth when she saw this Noah Centineo guy.
Ew, Joey. I've always said Centineo. So apparently,
I mean,
wrong.
Joey, was she not? Did she just give me a prince?
She did.
She was like, feel like it was more of an excited dog, like a.
He's not, he is a fucking.
It's somewhere. I don't know. It was pretty moany, Joe.
It was surprisingly moany.
Also, did you see the most upsetting thing that I found out this weekend?
Wait, how do you say his name?
It's Centineo, not Centineo, right?
Yeah. Centineo?
No, it's Centineo.
Oh, perfect.
No, then, Centineo.
No, its name is pronounced Centineo.
Oh, wait.
Not Centineo.
Yeah, because he's Italian.
Oh, perfect. Then I nailed
He's Italian, right?
Yeah.
Who
do you say Centineo?
They are filming 12 Boys Love Before 2, as we all know.
Yeah,
everyone.
We're trying
excited.
To get.
Everyone's very excited.
Very excited.
The three of us are very excited. Thank Tim, you. Why'd you? I. Why?
But,
who hurt you?
I'm gonna
who
watch
you?
It, but I'm let excited. Me finish this story because it gets more upsetting. Do you know where they do all the principal photography for this cinematography?
San Francisco, California.
No.
Sacramento.
No. Van fucking Coover. And guess when they finish? 2 weeks before we get there, and it's very upsetting.
Guess who planned our meet and greet, Joe?
I didn't pick the dates though.
So. Okay, so here's a perfect example. Uh-huh. You know how you didn't really plan anything for the Kansas City trip? They did for us, like a lot of the travel.
I didn't plan anything.
Still blamed you for everything that went wrong.
We did, Joey. We did.
There was one thing that went wrong. We didn't know we were supposed to get a ride from the airport from them, and we blamed you so hard.
There was multiple things.
No, I texted you guys that before you got there. Greg is supposedly the only one that missed it.
Yeah, Greg missed it. So
go down to. Okay, yeah, this one. Thank you.
Yeah.
So it's not Demi Moore, it's Demi Moore.
Yeah.
I knew this one.
Demi Moore. I say
it's
Demi.
Not like Demi Lovato, which is in fact Demi.
Did this get started because of the Ariana Grande thing?
Yes.
Yeah. No, it got started because of Tandy Newton.
Backwards from that, yeah.
We thought it was Tandy. It's Tandy.
Anna Faris is not Anna Faris.
It's Anna.
Anna, like Donna.
Oh.
Her podcast?
No.
No. Is it funny? Is it? I love how everyone has a podcast now. We did it first, guys.
Chrissy Teigen. Chrissy Teigen.
Get
fuck
the
that.
Fuck out.
Nonsense.
It's Teigen now. I mean, to be fair, she could change her name. I'd be on board because I love her.
Yeah. So that's it.
Grandy.
Blood cronism in the chat says, by the end of the show, Nick will be like, it's actually pronounced knack.
Real talk. Someone at a Starbucks one time was like, what's your name? Nick. And they put N-I-K. And I'm like, no.
All right.
I'm like, you ever seen it spelled that way? Ever?
God.
Shout out to the kid that came to our meet and greet, and I was hit with it, and we had name tags. Shout out to, by the way, Jamie, who brought the name tags to the meet and greet this weekend. Mm-hmm. Skizz up, you're awesome if you're watching the chat. Thank you. That was really helpful and freaked a lot of people out. Because I was like, what's up, Evan? He's like, how the fuck do you know who I am? I'm like, hey, I'm magic. Some kid walked up to me, and his name tag just said J-A-K, and I was like, is that how you spell your name? He's like, no. I spell it with a C. I just thought it'd be cool to put J-A-K.
Was it J-A-K or was it Z-A-K? Because I saw Z-A-K and I was like, that can't be right.
Well, that's actually how you can spell Zach.
Can you?
I think so.
No, I think it's just how cool kids in the 90s start
I think there's
Zach.
Two ways to spell Zach. I think it's Z-A-K and Z-A-C-H, right?
There's three ways.
Mm. I guess there is Z-A-C-K. I guess you could spell it Z-A-K-E, like lake.
Oh.
Zay
can't do that. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of Internet Explorers is brought to you by Quip. Quip is one of the most important things we do for our health every day is brush our teeth, yet most of us don't do it properly. It's your oral health, and with a Quip electric toothbrush, sticking to good habits is simple. Sensitive sonic vibrations for an effective clean that's gentle on your sensitive gums. There's a built-in 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides and help you clean your whole mouth evenly. There's this great multi-use cover that functions as a stand or as a little travel kit. Mm-hmm. We just went to Kansas. God, it was so simple. I had my sleek, sexy, limited edition, all black Quip toothbrush. And a lot of people have been asking, are the bristles black too?
Yeah, they are. Dude.
You got two, Barrett, right? Have you been using it?
Oh, yeah.
How's that 2 minutes treating
it's really
you?
Cool. Oh, it's great.
Fantastic. Nick and G have been using it for a long time.
I'm jealous of yours.
That's why we love Quip and why over 1 million happy, healthy mouths do too. Quip starts at just $25. Cool, if you go to getquip.com/KFMS right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/KFMS. Kevin, can you please show the people?
That's sexy.
That's what I'm worried about. That's what I put in my mouth every morning. That's why we love Quip. Again, getquip.com/KFMS. Tell them we sent you. Next up, shout out to Mint Mobile. There's a lot of things in life that aren't right. Carpet and showers, eating dip with your fingers, chunky style milk, paying too much for your phone bill. Now that's just not right. But thanks to Mint Mobile, you don't have to overpay for wireless anymore. With Mint Mobile, you can cut your wireless bill down to just $15 a month. They've reimagined wireless, making it easy and online only, which means they can pass significant savings directly to you. My mom just got hers set up. She's been using it. It's definitely like a headache off of my mind now. It's fantastic knowing that for $15 a month, she's totally taken care of. It was super easy to do. You can pretty much use any phone, and they send you the SIM card. You just pop it in, and it just works. You're ready to go. They've reimagined wireless, making it easy and online only, which means you can pass significant savings. My mom made the switch, like I just said. Mint Mobile makes it easy to cut the wireless bill down to just $15. You can use your own phone. With Mint Mobile, you choose between plans with 3, 8, or 12 gigabytes of 4G LTE data, and you can stop paying for unlimited data that you'll never use. Every plan comes with unlimited nationwide talk and text, and if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. You can ditch your old wireless bill and start saving with Mint Mobile. My mom's going to save over $1,000 this year on this, which I am very, very, very excited about because a lot of time I'm the one paying. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/morning. That's mintmobile.com/morning. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and get free shipping on your Mint Mobile plan at mintmobile.com/morning. The 5-star man in the chat says, I love you guys so much. That weekend was incredible. You're right. It was incredible.
That, by the way, 5-star man is, now I'm going to mispronounce your name.
Yeah.
Asa.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. You nailed it.
Did I say it
right?
Yeah,
you did.
He's the guy that Fran always mispronounces. So I made a mental note to give Fran shit about that. But then I was like, oh shit, do I remember how to pronounce his name?
Uh-huh.
I think I did. I think I knocked it out of the park. Let me know if I got that right.
Kev, we're going to actually jump straight into the fun clips section. I want to give the people what they want. I saw the chat getting a little antsy.
Real quick.
A little
real
antsy.
Quick.
Here, get on here. I got to pee.
Oh, we got a Facebook algorithm shirt?
Facebook algorithm shirt. It's a little dated, but we got SpongeBob.
Sweet Victory.
Sweet Victory. There's obviously a lot of memes going around on Facebook around the time of the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So at one point, this guy popped up, and I got it probably like a month ago. But there's such a back order.
It was back, man.
Yeah.
I never thought that a Sweet Victory would be back in something I'm talking about, but here we are.
Sweet Victory. Yeah.
There we go.
God, it's so good.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
And I just want to let you know, this might be the last physical Facebook algorithm shirt that we have on the show.
Wow.
I need to check just to make sure. I meant to check this morning, but if there are any more, there might be one or two more, and then Facebook algorithm shirts will just be a picture that I send to the show because I have run out of room to put these fucking shirts.
Yeah, that's a good point. I understand that. That does happen. Are you excited for Fun Clips' return, Barry?
I am. I'm very excited for Fun Clips' return.
I wanted to start. I just want to look at them now, Kev. Can you go over to the fun clip?
Oh no.
This comes from Nick.
Oh, this is an old but
this comes
gold.
From Nick Metzger. All right. Actually, before we show this, I want to talk to the chat for a little bit. Mr. Yasmin, the owner, says, is there a KF podcast today? Oh yeah, there is, baby. I think it's at 4 p.m. Pacific time today.
Yeah.
Because Greg's doing a comic book club in between. I hate this side. It says, stop chewing gum into the mic, Barrett. Jesus.
Yeah, no, stop, Barrett.
Kevin, mouth sounds, do you like it?
There's two types of people in the world. People that hate mouth sounds and people that love them and want to hear nothing but them.
Kebab says, Greg mispronounced Nutter Butters as Oreos. It's great.
That's funny. That's really funny. Rudy says, RIP Nipsey Hussle. Yeah, very sad stuff, man.
Yeah.
Be better to each other. Why all you motherfuckers out here shooting each other and shit? Yeah. Don't be doing that.
Sad.
Don't be doing that.
Do we need Cool Greg for this fun clip?
No, it's so quick, and I don't want to ruin his day. You know what I mean? I don't need to bring any Iggy Azalea into his life.
But it's like, it's a clip that's making fun of her, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought.
Drewski2K says, are there any upcoming plans to do a review of Shazam? Kevin, what are your plans?
Yeah, actually, on Friday. So this week's screencast will partially be pre-recorded. And on Friday, me and Barrett will do a mini review where we discuss our thoughts and overall opinions.
So yeah, everybody's going to New York on Friday. So you guys are pre-recording the first half of screencast. So we'll play that back on Friday. And then right after, we'll cut over to me and Kev live reviewing Shazam. Because we're going to go see it Thursday night, Kev Dog!
Bow, 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 bow.
Not together, though.
Not together.
No, separate.
All right. So this fun clip sent in by Nick Metzger.
Oh, is this Greg's Cool Greg's favorite person?
It ready? Is, in fact.
Cool.
That's good.
Why do the people hate Iggy so much?
I mean, there's a lot of good reasons to hate her.
No,
you know,
damn. No.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of certain
songs.
She
was just getting into her flow.
She did a song with Ariana Grande called "Problem," and I was a big fan of that.
It's dope for a song. You're saying it wrong, Tim. I'm sorry. It's Ariana Grande.
Grande. Ariana. Do you know that Ariana Grande, whatever, was named after Princess Soliana from the Felix the Cat movie, and which is awesome. Shout out to that movie. But her parents liked Soliana, but they were like, we don't perfectly like that, so we're going to change it up. I'm like, what a weird origin story.
I would be like this. So, in effect, you didn't name me after the character because you named me a completely different fucking name.
Yeah.
Ariana, actually a real name. Soliana, no.
Wait, am I messing up Soliana? Is Soliana from Sonic? I need to know this now.
All right.
I'm looking this up. Felix the Cat.
Can we watch this next one while we do this?
Kevin,
it up. Pull it up, Kevin. I want to watch it.
This is by Blackjack.
Blackjack!
Oriana was her name.
Oriana.
O-R-A.
That makes more sense.
N-A. Then. Yeah, and they thought it was Ariana. Okay. That's what it was.
That makes sense. They're just dumb.
Yeah, Kebab says Sonic. See, I corrected myself.
All right, let's watch this. What is this? Who brought this to us? Blackjack? Blackjack?
Yeah.
Is that a real baby?
Yeah.
Fucking cats. There's so much going on here. Why does the kid have a helmet on, first off? Second off, why is the kid on the floor if it has to wear a helmet? Maybe don't put it on the floor with the giant animals.
Sometimes the
brain... giant animals.
The skull doesn't fully form, and that protects it.
So let me ask you. Okay, follow-up question. Great piece of information there, Kev. If your kid's skull is not fully formed, should you let the dog jump on top of it?
The dog's not jumping on it.
Not in this video. Should you put the kid in a spot where the dog can jump on it? I'm just saying bad parenting.
I've never understood people having babies around animals. I don't trust animals around grown-ass men. But you're going to put your damn baby next to these things?
That's a big dog. And this kid, by the way, I want one of these. I want one of those onesies for Kevin, where it's like a onesie that doesn't have any feet holes. You just put it in it and zip it up. It's like a bag.
Yeah.
I want Kevin to be in one immediately.
This comes from Alec Bobco.
Oh, God. It's from Fox. Is someone going to walk
this
by
is
in a bag
camera,
hat?
Camera, an avalanche.
Got it?
Shit.
Stop driving, dude.
Yeah, maybe don't drive right into it.
Hold on, that's not gonna come down here, is it?
No, yeah, it's fucking gonna, you dumb shit.
Why would it not? Why would it stop?
Think the road's gonna stop it? Yeah, maybe pull over.
Yep.
Oh, that's a lot of snow. That one car's fuck it.
That car right now.
You might want to flip a bitch. All right.
I would have flipped immediately.
That guy's dead.
No, not
dead. Good luck getting yourself out of that. Yeah, so, slowly backing up. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Car behind him.
I was like, yo, Dad, look at that avalanche.
Well, I saw it. Well, they said they were doing it. I mean, I think they did that.
That guy sounds like me with a southern accent. Oh, man, I said when they were doing it, we should go into the white stuff. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
How do you get out of that?
Uh-huh. But like, it's not all snow.
It's just
mist,
right?
Yeah, like it's a lot
kind of misty.
Mist.
Still.
Because also, it looks like there's a drop off down here. See that?
You think they did that on purpose? Probably.
Well, no. I mean, the guy on the thing said like they were doing it on purpose, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure. Right? They build roads on a little higher.
That
up,
is
so
horrifying, though. I would not deal with that situation well.
No, I wouldn't either. I'd be like, Kevin, get us out of here.
This comes from Matt.
And then we would blame Joey.
I'm a fan of random encounters.
It's fucking eyebrows. It's all right. It's all right. Good idea.
Why is he dressed like the Joker? Why is he dressed like the Joker?
Why is he so weird?
He's got style.
Man?
He's fucking weird.
He's a weirdo.
Oh, this one's just started.
And this comes from Pizza Bagel.
Oh, no. I don't like I don't like this. Poor Bull.
Bull accidentally pops his favorite ball.
That's a fun ball. Look, I got the ball.
Bring it back to me, Tex. Bring it back around, Tex. Turn
There's
around
no
way
the
way.
Bull understands.
Yeah, the Bull
that.
Says, like, fuck you, dude.
Uh-oh.
Fuck you, seriously.
That's
what the Bull say to you.
That's a barbed wire fence.
No, Bull.
That's a rubber ball. It's inflated.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, buddy. Oh,
well, nah, get him a tougher
dude,
ball.
Look how
thing.
Sharp his little head thing
oh,
is.
Oh, no, that bull will fucking kill you.
Sorry.
You mean the horns? His head thing?
I'm so sorry.
You talking about the bull's horns? Poor little guy.
They got him a new ball, though.
Yeah, they did.
Oh,
spoilers.
Good.
Spoilers.
Oh, do they do it in the video?
Yeah,
now?
They do.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that. I thought it was a separate thing.
More is it?
This is really sad.
It's so sad.
He really wants to just
the
be,
dude explained
like,
there was a barbed wire. This is a dumb bull.
Yeah, the bull doesn't understand that.
You're right. That's bullshit, dude.
Maybe duct tape it from now on so the barbs can't.
He's all mad. Look at him walk away. Dude. So angry. Go
poor
down, Kev.
Dude.
They got a new ball.
Good. Yeah. Is it like a Nerf ball?
No, they're going to have to keep repeating
ball.
The same problem.
Yeah,
man.
I was like, I don't think you guys are going to waste a lot of money on balls.
Then the next one is
see if I can go back to it. Go down. The one, if you don't replace the ball, I swear to God.
Dude, I love these gifts. I forgot what they're called. The
they're
split,
really cool.
Split vision 3D shit.
That's cool.
Toby Blue sent this one in, and he called it Thomas trying to escape.
God. Jesus Christ. I imagine. Oh, this is great. Oh shit! Oh shit! Go help the cat. You
he's
fucking.
Fine.
Oh, he fell. He's fine.
Yeah, they're made to be.
I imagine Thomas's life is a lot like that part of Game of Thrones where Reek was being held like captive,
mm-hmm.
and then two girls are like, "We're gonna bang you," and then someone cuts his nuts off.
Yeah.
I imagine that's what Kevin puts his cat through.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
just psychological
all.
Torture.
I don't know, man.
My cat loves his life.
I doubt that entirely.
Yeah.
With every ounce of my being.
100%.
And then the last fun clip of the day. This one comes from Krajuki.
Krajuki.
Arthur, get out of the tank.
You're not my daddy.
Get out of the fucking tank.
You're not my daddy.
I am your dad. Get out of the fucking
tank. I'm in a tank and you're not.
I'm literally in a fucking tank.
I'm literally in a tank. You're not.
You're not my dad.
This is the best.
Tell Major Middleton, I don't give a fuck.
Get out of the fucking tank.
No.
Okay.
What is? How old is the kid in the tank?
I don't know
kid.
What the hell's going on, man.
This is definitely a joke.
Yeah, I was like, that's
it's still funny though. It's
yeah,
rare to like plan things are funny, but this is good.
Yeah.
I liked that. I liked that a lot. What should the word of the day be, Nick?
Oof.
Shenanigans.
No, it's always the word we think.
is it?
I always wanted to be shenanigans.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you could find me the word that you think you pronounce a word one way. But you actually pronounce it another. Mm,
that's a great idea.
Didn't
What's the term
that
for that? Probably, but do it again.
Yeah, who cares?
We did already. Who cares? Do it again. That's the word of the day.
Yeah,
whatever
that would
is.
Be the word of the day. And if not, then Adam Northwest says Timotei.
Timotei. Oh, Timotei.
Spoonerism.
Spoonerism, is that what it is?
It might be. We had that at some point.
We did.
Malapropism. I don't know. You guys are just saying stuff. I'm going to go with Timotei. Leave Timotei in there.
Leave Timotei.
And, to round out the show before we'll talk to the chat, queue up some questions real quick. But I do want to do the Cool Greg effect. It's
no,
pretty...
Spoonerism is different.
What was Spoonerism?
A verbal error in which a speaker accidentally transposes the initial sounds or letters of two or more words, often to humorous effect.
Sore thumb.
Yeah.
Thor sum. Yeah. So this is for the Cool Greg effect. Just one today. Just
give me one
give
second.
It
it's going
to
take me a second. It's closed, so I'm going to find it.
Yeah, is this the one with Cool Greg and his future wife?
Yes. It is. This is Cool Greg and Bad Baby. You might know her as the Daniela Dr. Phil Brugula sensation. Or whatever.
Catch me outside.
Catch me outside.
Can you click on her Twitter following? I want to see how many followers she has.
Hold on. There's a story I want to tell real quick. So this is the tweet. And there's nothing about this necessarily that's like Cool Greg effect worthy. If I'm being honest, Cool Greg, kind of slacking this week. But happy birthday to my big sister.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love everything about this picture with that caption. Because first off, it's her 18th birthday.
No, 16th.
Her 16th birthday.
Oh, shit.
Second off, look how small she is.
She's tiny.
But then go down to the replies, Kev.
Okay. Barrett, can you take over?
So one of the funniest things is someone replies with the Greg surprise meme picture, right? But the gold of this, the reason I brought this up is Cool Greg replies, I don't understand this reply and why people are liking it.
Hard to describe, guys.
There's just such an innocence to it. I just love it, man.
I want
to
give a shout out also to the person that did the that took that face and put it on Lois and Clark.
Oh my god, Greg. It's good, man.
It's so fucking good. I forget who it was, but shout out to you, my friend.
So that was the Cool Greg effect. All right, now it's time for a little chat room action. How y'all doing?
Let's get into the chat room.
The chat.
Let's see. Thanks for the correction. Says the kebabs on the LG. I don't know what that's in. I don't know what the fuck. Hi, Tim. Mm-hmm. It's me, Sexy Steve Carell. Says Blanket Fort 83. That was a useless waste of words. What are the chances? Here you go. Lexi Gunner says, what are the chances of a debatable on rap artists with Cool Greg and Tim? Battle of the Baby Blues.
Battle of the Baby Blues. I would say it's a pretty low.
Pretty low?
Pretty low.
Pretty low?
Yeah. I think we get too real with Cool Greg.
I think it'd be great. I mean, I think
we should do a debatable battle of the best streaming services.
Oh, Jesus, he's going to say Hulu.
No, Tidal is his thing.
Oh, he loves Tidal. He loves Hulu also.
MCHL496 says, Tim and Nick, who are comedians you'd like to see in person?
All of them. Any of them.
Bo Burnham. I've never fucking seen him. I've tried to go to every tour he's done, and they always sell out before I can do it. Because back in the day when he did his first tour, back when he was like nothing, he was just a YouTuber. I was poor and didn't have enough money for the $15 like immediately. And by the time I did get the money, it was sold out.
Yeah.
I had a chance to go see What, because they filmed What here. And I had a ticket, and I think I got like fucked over with work or something. Like
some
I could
bullshit,
not
man.
Get out or something.
I would have loved to see that.
I know.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of comics live. I think the one I haven't seen is I haven't seen Tom Segura live yet. I'd love to see Tom Segura.
Ooh, yeah,
he's funny as fuck. And I want to see Bobby Lee live again. I want to take Tim to. I want to get Tim drunk and go to see Bobby Lee one more time.
Also, Mike,
that was so.
I'm
perfect.
Always down, dude.
That was so fun.
That was awesome.
Bobby Lee was one of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen in my life. I don't know if I like categorize it as stand up per se. That has stand-up elements. It's more like stand-up performance.
Yeah.
And then a slight molestation of the man in front of him.
It was definitely something. Kranzer G2 says, finally watched Too Funny to Fail. It was amazing. Thanks for the recommendation.
You're very welcome.
I watched it as well. Very funny. Yeah. Highly recommended.
As a follow-up for it, everyone, remember, go to kindoffunny.com/punchline and you can see the documentary that was based off of. It's me.
It's free today.
It's free today. It's not based off of Too Funny to Fail. That's an actual documentary about the Anna Carvey show. But go check out mine. It's fun. Mike Birbiglia is legit live. Yeah, that's I would love to see Mike Birbiglia.
One of his specials on Netflix is just so good and so gut-wrenching, though.
I watched, what's that guy, Nate Bartola, Bardanza?
Bartzoa?
Barbosa?
Barbosa. I watched Barbosa. We'll talk about that on the podcast.
That's
today.
A character
really
from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Bargazzi. We were way off.
Bargazzi, yeah.
We were way off.
You got the B right.
He was really funny.
Kind of Cool Greg says, Tim's just mad because Tidal don't want Internet Explorers on it.
He's right.
I love when Cool Greg has a breaking point. Okay.
I love it.
He has a high threshold for
criticism. You cannot talk shit about Jay-Z or Tidal.
You cannot talk shit about Jay-Z or any Jay-Z affiliated product.
Yeah.
At all.
And you can't bring up Iggy Azalea in any way, shape, or form.
And that's just a shutdown. Mm-hmm. Shutdown sequence commences.
I got it. Rosemary Media says, I just want to see Aziz. I saw Aziz and it really disappointed me. I did not like his live show.
I missed an opportunity to see Aziz. He actually did a secret show at Punchline while I was there. And it just got too late. It was a Sunday night. And I'm like, I'm too fucking tired and old to want to stick around here and try and see if I can get in. But my friend said his new stuff is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. His new hour that he's prepping is great.
I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've been watching a lot of Parks and Rec lately.
Yeah.
Gotta say. It's not really hitting for me.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, his character specifically, I'm like, I don't know. This is not funny to me. But
are you just doing season one?
I'm on like I started at like season 5.
Oh, okay.
I started because, and I'll tell the story on the podcast today. We had a whole Henry Winkler debacle. But as preparation for my panel, or lack thereof, with Henry Winkler, I watched the first episode he was in of
Parks and Rec. Yeah.
But he didn't start guesting on that show until like season 5.
Gotcha.
So I was like, oh, I'll jump into season 5. And I'm like, this show is just an unabashed ripoff of The Office. Even though I know it's supposed to be a spinoff.
Some would argue it's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Internet Explorers. Thank you for exploring the internet with us. We will return next Monday with an all fun clip show.
Oh!
Please, patreon.com/kindafunny supporters. Go there. Send us some fun clips. We're going to have a fun time. Until later, keep on surfing the web.
Whoosh.